Blog Talk Radio.
Of your show. You go directly to the scene from the movie Network, complete with the pajamas and the raincoat, and you go off on an existential, otherworldly, verbal journey of unutterable profundity and vision. You damn the impediments and you insist upon the insurrections, and then you emit Peter Finch's guttural, resonant, so. And you implore, you will the viewer to go to the window, open it, stick out his head, and yell. Well, you know the rest. In the mundane world of television, goodbyes, reality is laughably uncooperative. When I resigned from ESPN 13 and a half years ago, I was literally given 30 seconds to say goodbye at the very end of my last edition of SportsCenter. As God is my witness, in the commercial break just before the emotional moment, the producer got into my earpiece and he said, can you cut it down to 15 seconds so we can get in this tennis result from Stuttgart? So I'm grateful that I have a little more time to sign off here. Regardless, this is the last edition of Countdown. It is just under 8 years since I returned to MSNBC. I was supposed to fill in for the late Jerry Nachman for exactly 3 days. 49 days later, there was a four-year contract for me to return to this nightly 8 p.m. time slot, which I had fled 4 years earlier. The show gradually established its position as anti-establishment, from the stagecraft of Mission Accomplished to the exaggerated rescue of Jessica Lynch in Iraq to the death of Pat Tillman, to Hurricane Katrina, to the nexus of politics and terror, to the first special comment. The program grew and grew thanks entirely to your support, with great rewards for me, and I hope for you too. There were many occasions, particularly in the last 2.5 years, where all that surrounded the show, but never the show itself, was just too much for me. But your support and loyalty, and if I may use the word insistence, ultimately required that I keep going. My gratitude to you is boundless, and if you think I've done any good here, imagine how it looked from this end as you donated $2 million to the National Association of Free Clinics, and my dying father watched from his hospital bed, transcendentally comforted that his struggles were inspiring such overwhelming good for people he and I and you would never meet, but would always know. This may be the only television program wherein the host was much more in awe of the audience than vice versa. You will always be in my heart for that, and for the donations to the Kranich family in Tennessee, and these victims of governmental heartlessness in Arizona, to say nothing of every letter and email and tweet and wave and handshake and online petition. Time ebbs here, and I want to close with one more Thurber story. It is still Friday. So let me thank my gifted staff here and just a few of the many people here who fought with me and for me. Eric Sorensen, Phil Alonji, Neil Shapiro, Michael Weissman, the late David Bloom, John Palmer, Alana Russo, Monica Novotny, my dear friends Rachel Maddow and Bob Costas, and my greatest protector and most indefatigable cheerleader, the late Tim Russert.
And Nature Boy. What do you think, Nature Boy? Are you sad that Heath is gone? Or I think actually, that sounds a lot like Moxie and her goodbye statement to the world after signing off of the Humor Institute. But that was actually, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Olbermann. He left MSNBC today. I know, Nature Boy, you're saddened by this. Please, your thoughts. Share them with us.
Yes, I am saddened by that, as I am also here to announce to you, Vince of the Bay, that I am departing from Blog Talk Radio. I have been signed to a full-time deal on a brand-new network that I am very excited about being a part of.
So really? Is this breaking news here on my program?
Yes, this is breaking news. Ric Flair is leaving Blog Talk Radio.
No.
I am leaving
today,
and I am now.
Foxy, and now you.
Yes,
God,
I am a full-time member. I am a full-time member of the Debbie Daly Network.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh my God, I don't know what to say. This is enormous. I'm stunned. I'm bringing on my guest host for this hour. It's our good friend Callie, your girl Callie, actually. Hey Callie, what's up?
What up, Bill?
Oh,
sorry.
You know, just another free ball Friday. I'm sitting here with juggling my testicles and thinking of you. What are you doing?
I wish I had some balls to juggle, but obviously I don't. Anyways.
I can produce those if you want.
All right, man. It's only like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah. We'll meet in Los Banos. At the bathroom.
That's part
of the town of the bathroom.
That's like 45 minutes for me.
Right.
You were just in Los Banos. How was Los Banos? I haven't been.
Los Banos is doing fine. I wouldn't worry too much about Los Banos.
I gotta go to Chowchilla. Have you been through there?
You need to get some chinchilla?
I'm going to Chowchilla.
Oh, Coachella.
No. Can you really not hear me?
Yeah, who's playing Coachella this year?
Oh my God, there's like nobody. Like Kanye West, Kings of Leon. Yeah, they've already announced it. It was on Perez Hilton.
Oh.
I want to say like 2 days ago. It's
really?
Not really anyone. Yeah, it's no one epic. I really wanted to go last year.
Who's the headliner?
For the first day, it's Kanye. No, that's the third day. The first day is Kings of Leon, which I've seen them play. They've been playing in the Modesto area, like, every X-Fest, which is a big, like, drunk fest or whatever. So I was like, whatever. Kanye is going to be there. Not really. It didn't look like nothing really caught my eye. Maybe if you are into, you know, a rock. I'm not really into rock that much. But maybe let me get the site pulled up and then I can tell you. But how are you? How are things?
Things are good. I'm just adjusting to a new lineup here on my show. I'm gonna start mixing it up. I was having a lot of shows where it was just the same people on my panel all the time. And it was getting a little stale, and thankfully things worked themselves out them by them on their own, I guess, if I can talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, so I just, that's why I brought you on tonight. I want to try to get like a rotating, still have regulars, but not regulars that are on, you know, five nights in a row. Have it more like, you know, Callie's on once a week. I'm working on some other people that I want to try to get on a semi-regular basis.
That I want Ronnie on the show.
I'm trying to get Ronnie Rucker involved. He's been on my show one time since I resurrected it here on BTR, and I'd like to get him on a more. I'd like to get him on. Period. It doesn't have to be as a rotating thing. He can just, if he would just come on once in a while, that would be cool.
I would be like, oh my god, I would like die.
All right, here you go. The Coachella lineup was released Tuesday night. Geez, where are we? Friday? My God, where was I?
I know.
Countless rumors, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. Headliners include The Strokes, Kings of Leon, Duran Duran, Kanye West, Interpol, Arcade Fire, Death from Above, Katha Ains? Never heard of that. Above 1978 and much, much more. Okay, so not really. I'm not really thrilled about that lineup either. In fact, I've been to like two or three Coachellas already, and I think I've seen some of those bands already at Coachella. I know I've seen Arcade Fire at Coachella. I've seen Interpol before. I saw Interpol open for the Pixies when the Pixies did their reunion. I have not seen Kanye, nor do I really need to. Duran Duran. I'd love to see Duran Duran. I don't need to see him at Coachella. Kings of Leon, eh. I mean, you know, they're cool. They'd be interesting to see, but
they've been in Modesto they've been in Modesto for the last like two years, so fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with this lineup at all. No way. Not interested. I mean, if you gave me a free ticket, maybe.
No.
But what do I know? I would like
a shower.
I'll join you in that shower. Let's do that right now and take a break. I'll play some Kings of Leon. How about that? Be right back.
Thank you. Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with Callie. Want to give a big ups to my chat room, Blue Goose, Cleo Louise, Donnie C, Iconoclast TX, Sandy Rexer, Space Poet, Uncle Bobby, your girl Callie, and several guest listeners. And Sandy Rexer says she's going to go play with herself. Rosie is here. That's Rosie. Is like Rosie Palm. Is that what she's referring to? The girl's called
Rosie
too?
O'Donnell.
Oh.
I have no clue.
Yeah, thank you, Space Poet. I had to acknowledge Keith signing off. It's too bad it's about 8 years too late. But better late than never, I guess, right? I'm not going to miss that guy at all.
Who else do you think should retire or, like, kick the bucket? Well, not kick the bucket, but, like, just
you know what? He was one of the main guys that really bothered me. The fact that people actually listened to him and watched him and, like, took him serious really bothered me. Like, yeah, because, like, I think everybody else, like the Glenn Becks, I think people know better than to really be duped by that guy. I mean, seriously, there's a small minority of people that are stupid enough to buy into what these cable TV hosts are doing. Basically, what Glenn Beck is trying to do is he's trying to be like an evangelical. He's trying to turn into like Pat Robertson. But the thing is, people don't realize that dude's a Mormon. So once you get into a theological discussion with the guy, things break down.
Dude, we should have our own little reality show called Sister Wives.
Why? Because I'm black?
I know. No, there's actually a show called Sister Wives. Dude has like four wives and like obviously only one of him and like millions of children. I think it'd be pretty hot. I'll be one of your wives.
All right, let's do it.
And like Debbie can be one of them.
Right now.
And then like...
Who?
That works
What'd
for
you say?
Me. Debbie can be one of them. I can be one of them. Iconoclast can be another.
Thank you. Very nice.
Eugene can be the grandpa.
Do you know? Yeah, Eugene can be one of them.
Who's Eugene?
We're on the network.
Oh, yeah, we're on the network, by the way. Sorry.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is the network going to care if I cuss?
Vic, would you get the network started? Vic, got the
network. Yeah, fine, Debbie. Yeah, you got the network started. Get it. So she had the Skype assholes on her show, apparently. The Jew is just all a flutter on the Twitter, or not on the Twitter, on the Skype.
On Skype,
saying, oh, you won't believe what Debbie said about you now.
Why?
She had the Skype
Why?
Assholes on there, I think. And they were talking to...
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Yeah. So yeah, it's just the same old. So apparently, Nature Boy has left BTR as well. Not only is Moxie gone, but Nature Boy has checked out, too. Nature Boy's joining up with Double D Network, which is soon to be called something else. And she, for all I know, this whole Moxie thing is probably all just staged. She's probably going over to the Debbie Daly network too. You know, I'm going to be stuck here on BTR and everybody's going to be on Debbie Daly. The only person not on Debbie Daly.
I got home late from work and I went to go, Iconoclast's show, and like Moxie was like, I'm never returning to Blog Talk Radio, and I was like, Whoa, what happened?
Yeah, she's gone. You'll never hear from her ever again. She's gone. It's over.
All because
Except that she was in my chat earlier.
Oh.
But that doesn't
yeah.
matter. She's never coming back ever again.
Oh.
Except that she's listening right now. But other than that, she's not coming back. She's not calling in. She's not appearing as Moxie on this show or any other show, as far as I know.
Oh.
I think she's quitting BTR cold turkey, like a lot of people. I noticed that people are doing it different ways. She's doing it cold turkey. This guy Ken Pettigrew, he's got his thing down to a half an hour in BTR, and then he tries to get everybody to follow him over to Ustream. I was watching listening to Stage Right today, and he's switching over to Ustream. This guy, Conservative TNT, he's switching over to TalkShoe. So it's interesting to see where people are going. That's great. I'm sticking around for a little while longer, so, hey, more audience for me, I guess.
For sure. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you only have a couple more weeks unless you're going to pay for it. Have you got a sponsor yet?
I'm working on it. Not very hard, not very diligently, but yeah, that's it. That's the goal, is to get a sponsor or two to take care of that $30 a month for me, or give me some sort of like if I pimp your business on my show, maybe talk about it once every half an hour. You give me free, if it's you give me free coffee. If it's a coffee company, you give me a case of beer if you're like a microbrew, if you're a hardware store, whatever, you give me a free broom. I don't know. We figure something out.
Yeah, that's always good. I have my tweets sponsored. Someone actually paid me to tweet.
No, by who?
Sensi. It's a candle making place.
Yeah, well, Sandy Rector says, yeah, Sandy, I did the same thing. I masturbated to Larry's Ustream earlier as well. I got to tell you, Larry's totally hot. And he's got this like black backdrop, and he's got Dake up in the very top left hand corner. And and Dake is just like kicking it up there in the top. Well, I guess it's our right hand corner. It'd be the stage left hand corner if it were looking from Larry's point of view. But yeah, it was, and he's got this black backdrop, which is I don't know. I guess he's trying to be kind of like Charlie Rose. I don't know, but he's in trouble because somebody can totally like fuck with him and like download his videos, and like you can easily, you know how they have green screen, like on, you know how like your local weather person will step in front of a green screen to give the weather report. With a black backdrop, you can do it just as easy, if not easier. And so you could put any backdrop behind him. You could put, like Ronnie's show. You've watched Ronnie's show,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
You could
easily do it. Huh?
I've masturbated to Ronnie's show.
So have I. I'm masturbating to a show right now.
Just kidding. I love Ronnie, though.
Yeah, Ronnie's awesome. I want to get him on my show, dude. He's so busy. He's just like, I guess he's interviewing people on his show now. He said he interviewed four people this week already for his upcoming show tomorrow, I guess.
Oh, my God. He's like the king of like blog talk.
No, he's not on blog talk anymore. He's on Ustream now. Or
I
whatever.
Know, but like, I yeah, but
he's my he's the only thing I watch on Ustream. He's great.
I actually met like someone. This artist came through work, Kadru. He's really well. He's new. I was like, oh, I've watched your Ustream before, and he's like, really? I was like, yeah. So Ustream is the way to go. It was an awkward moment, but I still was like, yeah, I watched you on Ustream.
Yeah.
True story.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Enough of the theater talk.
Oh, Larry, you're such a ham. what are we going to do when the Stage Right Show no longer exists on Block Talk Radio? You know, I think it's really a bad move for him to switch over to there, because I'll tell you what, he lost me as a listener on, I was listening to him on Blog Talk because I could get the audio stream no problem. It's a low quality, shitty audio stream, but I was listening to it, and then I tried to go over to his Ustream, and that was like, I don't know. I have really crappy bandwidth issues, bandwidth here on the Wi-Fi I'm getting. So, like, his video was super choppy. The audio, therefore, was very choppy. And it was just a terrible experience, and I had to shut it off. And he's going to lose a lot of listeners like that. And I looked at his thing. He's only got, like, six or eight people at any one time listening to him or watching him on Ustream. So, but just due to bandwidth issues, you're going to lose people if you go to Ustream over Blog Talk. Because Blog Talk, you're just dealing with really low bandwidth, low bit rate audio. So I'm staying here until I find something better. And Ustream is cool. I'd like to do a Ustream show, but it's a different experience, a totally different animal. And I would rather do like a once a week Ustream show than to do, turn this into a Ustream show.
It would be really hard.
I like doing radio. I like theater of the mind. I think it's fun. I want to keep it that way. I don't want people to look at my stupid sorry ass. Like, they should be doing other shit while they're listening to my voice, you know, like touching themselves.
That's hot. Like, I've
Free
always
Ball
like,
Friday, after all, kids.
That's hot. I've always said, like, you know, if you're going to go on a plane ride or something, download shows. And, like, even if it's me talking or playing music, it's still somewhat entertaining, and it's, you don't need a whole little thing to watch it. You just need an iPod, you know, or something,
right,
an MP3 player. You don't need this whole gigantic thing to look at. You just can put in your headphones, and there you go.
Or you can call the number and just listen on the phone. It's that simple. I mean, you have to pay for it, but still. Like, if all else fails, you can just use your old-fashioned telephone and call in and listen. It's great. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Callie, stay right there. We're going to take a little break. And while I step out here, I want to dedicate this tune here to Sandy in the chat room. You know who you are, Sandy. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye, girl. That one's got more.
Oh, my God. Not a whole lot going on.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, kids, 347-826-7667, the number. Once again, Vince in the Bay here with you, back with Callie. Hey, Callie, you still there?
I'm still here. I sound like death, but I'm still here.
You sound great. You're fine. You sound sick. That's fine. But it's acute sick. The kind of sick where it's like, oh, I want to take like some chicken broth and feed it to you in bed.
Oh, that's
like,
so nice
take
of
a warm,
you.
Take a warm cloth and damp it on your forehead from time to time.
Thank you. You're such an awesome dude. You're an awesome man.
That's what I am, a gentleman, you know, and a scholar. and I like to think that there still are a few good men left out there.
Oh,
and
no.
If they want to call into the show and talk and chat it up here with me and Callie, the number's 347-826-7667. You can call that number.
I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the question?
After you do the little promo, I do have a question that has to do with that.
Well, that was pretty much. I was just giving out the number again. What's the question?
Oh, so would you pay? Like, do you think it's okay for the guy to pay, or if it's okay for the girl to pay, or
for
you pay for your own separate stuff?
When for what?
If you're trying to get in the girl's pants.
Oh, I guess the guy pays, right?
I mean, what do you think?
Well, I usually just kind of pay no matter what. I'm just kind of like, it doesn't even matter. It's just my nature to, like, when I'm going out socially, if I have the means to, I like to treat if I can. Like, doesn't everybody, if everybody was in the position to, wouldn't you like to treat? You know,
yeah,
makes people feel better,
yeah,
that they don't have to worry about paying for it. It's just, you know, it's a special occasion. It's all good. Now, whether that means I expect to get some sexual favors, not necessarily, because I do that with just like on New Year's Eve after the show I went to, me and my two homies, we went and got some Chinese on the way home, and I paid for it. I didn't want to get a blowjob from them. I wasn't asking for one. I mean, they gave me one anyway, but I wasn't expecting it. You know, it just happened out that it happened to turn out that well, that way. But I wasn't, you know.
Was it a good one?
I don't think he felt obligated to give me head because I'd bought him some Chinese. I think it was, and that's not gay either, by the way, people. So for everybody, because I know ghosts and all these people like to paint me out to be Vince's very gay. Or Vince and the Gay, or whatever, I don't know, whatever pun they can string together with their nutshell little pea-brain mind.
Huh.
These people are idiots.
Exactly. And you're one of them, Ghost.
They're all idiots.
I know. You ever listen to Ghost?
No, I have not.
Did you hear me on Ghost?
I honestly, Vince, I only listen to you, and last night I came on Blog Talk looking to listen to you, and you weren't there, so Iconoclast was there, so I listened to him. I will sometimes catch, you know, Desert Road, but that's just once in a while.
Yeah.
Debbie Daly's on right now.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
I had no idea. I'm missing it.
Yeah.
God damn it. How come nobody told me? I wouldn't have done my show. Maybe she's simulcasting my show right now. Who knows?
We're on the network.
See? What'd I tell you?
We're on the network.
We are. All right. If you call in 347-826-7667, if you're new to the whole format here, you call in, you press the number 1 to raise your hand, and I'll put you on the air. If not, you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as a listener. But if you want to join the conversation, you can always press the number 1, and that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to jump into the conversation here. And what's that?
I was like, they want to get physical with us.
Yeah.
I think some of the people, like Iconoclast should call in, or Space Poet should call in.
That'd be great. Hey, anybody out there listening, let's do a little chat room roll call here. One angry Jew. Oh, I'm sorry. One very angry Jew tonight. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Who knows what that was? Maybe you should call in and fill us in on that. We're still just in our first hour here. I appreciate you, Callie, for hanging out with me and helping me warm up the show, because it's really the second hour when things get a little squirrely here. All the other shows let out, and it's technically, like 2 a.m. on the East Coast, so it's like master troll hour, and everybody gets out of these other shows, and they come over here, and they try to fuck with me. But hey, if you just tuned in, folks, that's right. We covered the Olbermann show. Olbermann gone, no longer countdown, no more. And my thoughts basically on that are that he essentially served his purpose for that George Soros, liberal side of the whole globalist equation. He was there to be a cheerleader for the Democrats, to help get Pelosi and Reid and Obama and all these people in there, and help them kind of help sort of cheerlead their and help get their propaganda out there. They serve their purpose. They're gone. You'll see the Ed show will probably go the same way. I mean, those shows get no ratings. I mean, even Olbermann was the highest rated show on there. He was way overpaid. He was making like $7 million for getting like, I don't know, like a quarter of Glenn Beck's viewers, I guess. It's just dollars and cents, people. As Ghost would say, dollars and cents. What, Callie?
I mean, you were talking about all this, like, clearly talked about political stuff, but I know you're a fan, and I swear I told you this.
What?
But Sarah Palin's husband, Todd, is in a sex scandal.
Oh, wow. What happened?
He, like, I'm assuming he fucked a masseuse.
Oh, damn.
I told you they were going to break up. It's not yet clear if they've broken up yet.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. I don't know. She's really going to go rogue then. It'll be crazy. She'll be Mama Cougar on the prowl. Mama Grizzly on the prowl. Hey, if she's back on the market, sign me up. I'd like to get on that Palin train. Give me some of that Palin money. I'd like to cha-ching on that. If you'd like to cha-ching on me, give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'm here with Callie. We're kicking it, and we're making money. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. Free Ball Friday. Taking your calls, and your calls are the priority. I have 318 with the hand up. Go ahead, you're live. 318, identify yourself. Area code 318.
Vince, how are you doing there?
Oh, hey, Miss Cleo, doing great. I'm here with, you're live now here with me, and I have your girl Callie on the line as well.
Oh, how are you doing, Kelly?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you, dear.
So, how was Ireland?
Oh, I wouldn't know, but I suspect it's doing very badly, considering, you know, the UE and everything. But besides the point, where is my girl, Moxie? I want to talk to Moxie.
Oh, Moxie's no longer with this program.
Oh, I am so sad to hear that.
Yeah, so are we. She's gone, though.
Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, you got me, so I'm still here. And Callie's here, and you're here. So, hey, let's do some intuitive reading, shall we?
We shall try, shouldn't we, Vince? Go
yeah.
ahead. Question.
Come on, the show must go on, right?
Yes, absolutely. Now, give me a question.
All right. Yeah, what's up?
Well, somebody's got to give me a question for me to give an intuitive answer.
Oh.
Oh, right. Go ahead,
Callie. When am I going?
Go ahead. What do you got?
When am I going to have a boyfriend?
When was the last time you had a boyfriend, dear?
Like a couple days ago.
Well, do you really need to ask the question then when you're going to have a next boyfriend?
Yeah.
Very soon.
What?
He will come very soon.
Do I know him?
Excuse me now. You got two talking at the same time.
No. She asked you, does she already know him?
Oh, let me ask you. Does he have brown hair?
They both have brown hair.
The one that you're looking upon, dear.
They're both.
God has brown hair, does he not?
Yeah.
There you go. You'll have him. Not
this is funny.
We're on the network.
Yes.
Debbie? Oh, sorry. That was just a sound effect. My bad. I thought it was Debbie for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, we're here with Miss Chloe. She's taking calls. We're giving intuitive advice. We got 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Plenty of time to take your calls if you want to join the panel or be nice.
Come on now, give me calls.
What?
Please, I need some calls now. I need to answer some questions.
I know, I'm trying to do that right now. I'm going to put the blast out on the Twitter and the Facebook.
I have, another question.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I want her to read me.
I don't know.
Darling, aren't you
enough? Can she read me?
Yeah, I'll read you.
I want her to tell me about my future.
Oh, okay. Miss Chloe, the future of your girl Callie, please tell us now.
I believe she's an open book, don't you?
What?
Why should one read you, darling? You're an open book.
That's true. That's very true. I just want to know about my future.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't she?
I know. Does she follow me on Twitter?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Well done. Are there any more questions, then? Let me know.
Let me see what I can gin up here, Miss. Give me a minute, Miss Cleo. God, get off my back. Jeez. Hey. Give me a minute. All right, 347-826-7667. This is the May here with you. Getting ready for hour number two. So far, the show has been a lot of nights today. We've covered a lot of eight days since. Development. So, if you don't mind, I'll support you here. Stick around, more fun to come. And to all of my compatriots I say thank you. I will do a quick little roll call here. One very angry Jew. You, of course, are welcome to join us here, Jew, in the second hour. It'd be nice to have you around. Anywho, Blue Goose, Cleo Louise, Donnie C., Iconoclast TX, Nonprofit, Sandy Rexer, Space Poet, Uncle Bobby Walsh, and your girl Kelly. Right here on Blog Talk Radio with yours truly, Vince in the Bay, broadcasting from the Bay, from the Bay, from the Bay. And yeah, we're having a little party here. Join us, won't you? 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Partizani! Hey, 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 hey.
to blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here. Because I cannot believe that this country is what I spent 5 years screaming, hooping, and hollering about on this broadcast when nobody gives two rats' asses. And then, yesterday I got some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay calling me up saying that I'm not a patriot and that I'm some disgrace or something, because I'm encouraging those that are listening into the Capitalist Radio Show to go out and invest in emerging markets because this market is about to implode. This is why I'm saying, folks, if you're going to take anything away from my show and my commentary, remember this. These people are idiots. All right? They're all idiots. And you're only going to have people in your inner circle for as long as they're loyal. Without loyalty, it's nothing. There's nothing.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, I'm back. Cal's back.
Yes, I am.
And Miss Cleo is here as well.
Yes, my darling, I'm here.
Oh, boy. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. It's Vince in the Bay here with you, launching into hour number two. I've got Callie with me still, and Miss Cleo, we're doing intuitive advice calls if you'd like to join us. We're also talking about the news of the day. Of course, we covered the fact that Keith Olbermann is now no longer with MSNBC. Hurrah. It's about 7 or 8 years too late, but that's fine. Better late than never. But I guess for this purpose, and he's gone, and he'll be replaced by another tight-ass white person who's self-hating and full of contempt for anybody that looks different than him, looks different to people than him. Does that make sense? Probably not.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what it means, but it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't either. Rand Paul, what do you think?
I think it's an either-or fallacy. They say either you raise the debt ceiling or government shuts down. What about we spend what we have? We bring in $200 billion a month, nearly $7 billion a day. Let's start now and devise a plan that says beginning February 23rd when the debt ceiling comes, or beginning a month in advance, spend what comes in only.
That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so that's right. If you missed it, Keith Olbermann, gone. And also, unrelated, wink, wink, Moxie is no longer on this program anymore. She's not only is she no longer on this program anymore, she's no longer on BTR anymore. She's gone. So that might be breaking news to some people. I don't know. That's right. This just in from the Disorderly Conduct newsroom. That's right. Famed BTR host Moxie, quotation marks around that, is no longer broadcasting at Block Talk Radio. As of, I think, yesterday, she is no longer appearing on this program or any other in any way, shape, or form from this point forward. So that's right. BTR is now 100% bitch-free. And we are rejoicing here on Disorderly Conduct. Hope you will join us The merriment continues for another hour here. 347.
Also, she's off Facebook.
826-7667. That's right. You can. You are now free to frolic among in Facebook as well, and you will not be doxxed. Good times. Good times.
She was cool, but like, I just didn't like. I didn't see eye to eye with her when she was having her when she talks about her. Our freedom of speech thing when she was going off with basic bitch about the F word.
No. But you don't understand. You don't understand. Okay, this is how it works. All right, let me explain it to you. She calls people faggots when she knows they're not actually faggots. She uses it as like a cuss word, but she only uses it when she knows the person is not actually homosexual.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, there's this very hideous term that some people use that we'll just. We'll shorten it to HC. If you call somebody HC who actually is HC, then that's a bad thing, right? So I can call, for instance, Callie, I can call you HC because the HC words, because you're not an HC. But if I called somebody like, say, I don't know. Well, let's just make up a name. Let's say the girl's name is Foxy. And she's really crazy enough for rocker, right?
Yeah.
If I were to tease her and call her HC, she would take offense because she actually is, right? Like, if you accused me of being Canadian, I'd be like, hey, I'm not Canadian.
No, I could see, you know, call me a bitch, call me a cunt, call me fat, call me whatever. I mean, when the Flawless kids were in here, you know, they were calling me everything under the fucking moon. Did you see me cry on the Blog Talk Radio? Just saying.
What?
No, well, like the Flawless crew, they were calling me like tuna rap or
which
something.
I totally called it. I don't know if you remember on this program. Sorry, Callie, I'll let you finish. I just wanted to interject here. Did I not call
Kanye?
Did I not much? Not call. I am an international troll trends forecaster. If you didn't know, it's one of the many hats that I wear here on BTR. And I predicted one of my 2011 predictions early on, first quarter. You can go back to the archives. I don't delete my stuff. In fact, I'm going to have to go back to the archives and tell you when. But I predicted that the Flawless crew is going to break up. And so far, they pretty much have. I went into one of their shows, the Granny Tranny Show.
Yeah.
What a force. For a Blog Talk Radio show. It really was. It was Lady Slugga and like three or four leftover remnants of that crew.
They're breaking up.
Oh.
To me, you are.
How about that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was Patriot Gregging, as per usual. God, you get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
So, Miss Cleo, what do you make of all this?
Well,
Miss Cleo?
Not sure about it. Yeah, I'm here.
What do you make of this whole Moxie situation? Do you miss her? Do you think she should come back to Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, absolutely. Before, you know, what, the 1st of February, isn't that when it's supposed to change?
Yeah, so she's got a couple days left. I mean, she can still do shows. Like same thing with Callie. Callie, I don't know why you don't do at least, like, one last show. If I was you, I'd be doing, like a show every single day, like, milking it. Like, just, like, my big middle finger to Blog Talk Radio. I mean, if you have to, just the whole time, just say, I hate you, Blog Talk Radio, and put it on a loop. Do 2 hours of I hate you, Blog Talk Radio.
But, like, if I said that, well, I already said that it was my last show, so if I do another show, that'd be like, you know, like, being like, oh, I kind of went back on my word. So, I thought, like, as soon as, you know, January 1st is to come, like, then it would just be, like, it would totally, like, you would have to get a half an hour or whatever. Yeah, I probably could do just, like, a half an hour, but, like, fuck Blog Talk Radio. I'm going on a big amount of things, like, a Sacramento station is looking at me, so I might be on air for them, so, like, fuck Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's
Yeah. It's only part-time, but still.
Hey, something. That's your foot in the door. You already got your foot in the door. Now you're like inching your way in. That's awesome. It's progress. You've only been there for like a year, right, at part-time to begin with. From promotion
even.
Straight to on the air in less than a year. That's awesome. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I also put in for there is – no, I'm not drunk, J-Mac. I also put in for like a morning show, which is closer. So hopefully that works out.
Cool. I would love to be. Hey, if you ever need like somebody to help you with traffic or anything, or just to whatever, let me know.
For sure. You should. You
or
should
totally
check out. If you ever
need voiceover people or whatever.
Check out allaccess.com. There's like different things. I heard that while 94.9 was. Hiring, like, someone for the morning, like, that's my ultimate dream job. But, you know, I'm not stone drunk or intoxicated. The only thing I am is medicated, or whatever the fuck your name is, Jay Mackin or whatever. Sorry, I'm sick. Get the fuck over it.
Yeah, hey, Jay Mackin, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm medicating, too. And if you don't like it, well, you can just go somewhere else, because that's what's going on right here, bro. We'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's in the bay.
boo, 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 doo, boo, booyah. Booyah. Boo, boo, boo. Boo, 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 boo.
Debbie, are we on the network?
Debbie, are we on the network?
Yeah, I need a fire hose for a shower. I have crawled through the sewers to get... I can't believe what I just listened to.
What was that? What'd you hear?
Well, I fell asleep through some of it, but...
Wasn't that pretty stony?
That was the... You know, let's say...
Dark Side of the Moon, but reggae style.
Oh, yeah, I like that. What the hell was... I don't know what the whole Debbie Daly thing has just got wild.
What about Debbie Daly? I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you tune into that at all?
No, I did. I every time you would text, you would send me a message saying, "Oh, Debbie's talking about you," and I'd go over there and she wouldn't be talking about me.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
I'd leave and I'd come, then you'd message me again, and I'd come over, and by the time I got over there, she stopped talking about me.
So you got Nature Boy over there who's professed his love to Debbie.
Oh, I know. Nature Boy, Cowpoat, and Goofy Bone have all seceded to the Debbie Daly network.
And then you got that, and Moxie thinks that the Jeep girl is trolling us. She's as confused today as she was the other night. She didn't have a clue.
These people are idiots.
Oh, he's another one. He's good. He didn't like my
They're
Indian.
They're all
tonight.
Idiots.
That's right. Don't mess with the ghost. I made the mistake of messing with the ghost, and I messed with the bull, and I got the horns.
Wow. Apparently.
Enough of the theater talk.
Hey. Speaking of Moxie, Moxie was in here earlier, Larry.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Yeah, well, you're not going to hear much from her. She's not coming on my show ever again.
What's
period.
The story with that?
It's over. It's done. She chewed me up and spit me out just like she did Larry O'Donnell.
I must have missed something there.
Yeah, me too.
Well, anyway, so...
Lots of developments.
It's wacky.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty much where we're at now.
Well, yeah.
I got your girl Callie on the line, and I got Miss Cleo on the line.
What's up, Jew?
I think I'm going to have to call in for my mobile phone. I got to make something to eat.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Jew? And while you're doing that, we're going to do, what should we do?
Do you?
Oh, yeah, baby, you know it. Do me, baby. Call in 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. I believe messages from Pieces for Social Club.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants in the name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second anyway. Just like this a day when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go
I've been told, that this is going to be the last edition of your show. You go directly to the scene from the movie Network, complete with the pajamas and the raincoat, and you go off on an existential, otherworldly, verbal journey of unutterable profundity and vision. You damn the impediments and you insist upon the insurrections, and then you emit Peter Finch's guttural, resonant, so. And you implore, you will the viewer to go to the window, open it.
Why doesn't this guy speak in English?
Well, you know the rest. In the Monday
yeah,
world of
get
television,
the fuck
goodbye,
off the air, asshole.
Is laughably uncooperative. When I resigned from ESPN 13 and a half years ago, I was literally given 30 seconds to say goodbye at the very end of my last edition
yeah.
of SportsCenter.
Too bad you didn't get 30
witness,
seconds this time.
In the commercial break just before the emotional moment, the producer got into my earpiece and he said, can you cut it down to 15 seconds so we can get in this tennis result from Stuttgart? So I'm grateful that I have a little more time to sign off here. Regardless, this is the
not
last
me.
Edition of Countdown.
I disagree. I wish you had
left. 8 years since I returned to MSNBC, I was supposed to fill in for the late Jerry Nachman for exactly 3 days. 49
yeah,
days
that
later,
was the longest
was
3 days of all
time.
For me
to return to this nightly 8 p.m. time slot, which I had fled 4 years earlier. The show gradually established its position as anti-establishment, from the stage
yeah.
of Mission Accomplished, to the exaggerated rescue of Jessica Lynch in Iraq, to the death of Pat Tillman, to Hurricane Katrina, to the nexus of politics and terror, to the first special comment. The program grew and grew thanks entirely to your support with great rewards.
Yeah,
for
it
me,
went from what, 500,000 to 700,000 listeners
the last
or
years,
what, viewers?
All surrounded the show, but never the show
like
itself.
One quarter
too
of
much for me.
O'Reilly.
Your support and loyalty, and if I may use the word insistence, ultimately required that I keep
numbers,
on.
Dollars, and
my
cents.
My gratitude to you is boundless, and if you think I've done any good here, imagine how it looked from this end as you donated $2 million to the National Association of Free Clinics, and my dying father watched from his hospital bed.
Oh, God.
Transcendentally comfortable.
Where are the violins,
were
people?
Inspiring such overwhelming good for people, he and I and you would never meet, but would always know. This may be the only television program wherein the host was much more in awe of the audience than vice versa. You will always be in my heart for that, and for the donations to the Kranich family in Tennessee and these victims of governmental heartlessness in Arizona, to say nothing of every letter and email and tweet and wave and handshake and online petition. Time ebbs here, and I want to close with one more Thurber story. It is still Friday.
Oh,
so
you have to.
So let me thank my gifted staff here and just a few of the many people here who fought with me and for me. Eric Sorensen, Phil Alonji, Neil
Shapiro,
Michael
Weissman, can we get rid of
Michael
Wolf
Weissman,
Blitzer next,
late
please?
David Bloom, John Palmer, Alana Russo, Monica Novotny, my dear friends Rachel Maddow and Bob Costas, and my greatest protector and most indefatigable cheerleader, the late Tim Russert.
Oh, he's got to tug the heartstrings there at the end with Tim Russert. Sure. All right, I want to thank those of you who are joining me via Blog Talk Radio and also those on other affiliates who
are on the network
identifying themselves now. Appreciate that. Stick around. I've got actually, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. Goofy Bone, if you just are joining us, Goofy Bone, that's right, has put out a promo for his upcoming Troll Wars Spectacular he's doing on Monday night, I believe it is. I popped into Goofy Bone's show earlier tonight and gave him a little props for that. And if you haven't heard it, kids, it's spectacular. You really should check it out. I have it right here, right in my hot little hands. Here it is. This is Goofy Bone. And his Troll Wars promo, check it out.
We've had an affection. We've had an affection on this. The name of Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone.
The Force is what gives the
Bone Eye his power. It
surrounds us. It binds the galaxy together.
Tempted by the dark side. You will be tempted.
Calpo turned his back on me.
You will be tempted.
Vince in
the
Bay turned his back on me. Queen Moxie turned her back on me.
You were the chosen one!
Now it's time to pay back.
You must confront
the Jew.
I'm a troll, a liar.
That boy is our last hope.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, all right? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need a shitty good little face mask, all right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Hassle.
I'm on the 182 and I'm on the Skype Hassle.
I'm a troll.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
January 24th, the Troll War, the Mexican Menace.
If I'm against you, I will attack you until I bring you to the ground.
There is no escape.
And to everybody out there, y'all have a good time. And you always can find me here on the greatest network in the world.
Love Radio.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, this is the May back here with you. I've had my good friend, your girl Callie, with me for pretty much the whole program, the whole first hour and half of the second here, and she had to step off. She's not feeling well. You could tell by her voice, but quite a champ for her to stick it out here with us. She was just going to be here for the first hour, and she hung around through halfway through the second. So thanks for champing it there, Callie. Always appreciate it, Miss Cleo. You're still with us. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's like I said, I guess I still have a very soft heart and wanted to know where my girl Moxie is, you know, because
I have no idea. She seems like a very troubled individual, and I really wish her the best. And I talked to her earlier, and she sounds like she's doing fine. She's, you know, enjoying post-BTR life like a lot of people who are actually kind of feel liberated. I've done that before. I quit BTR cold turkey once and left for a year, and you know, it's actually kind of liberating, to be quite honest. So I know where she's at.
Something to do with that boy Randy or whatever.
Oh, that's something completely separate. That has nothing to do with the BTR thing.
Okay,
it's all about I mean, it's February 1st. It's coming up. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, what?
I said, okay, we'll move on then. What else could we talk about then? Let's see.
Well, I mean, we can move on, but are you satisfied that we've covered that topic, or is there more that you want to know?
No, it's like this, my dear. I can find out what I need to know. So, you know, it's all right. We can move on. Yes. Let's move on to something else.
Let's do that, shall we?
Let's do that. How about nakedness? Let's talk about being naked.
Okay, well, it's Free Ball Friday, so I'm already naked.
Oh, you beat me to the punch, did you, dear? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you want to get naked with me now?
Okay, can you hold for a moment?
Yeah, but please go for it.
I've got crinolines and things.
Paul, some changing music, please. Changing music.
Oh, yes, please. Changing music.
Yeah, let's get some changing music in here. Hang on. I'll get that dialed in there for you, sister. Just a second. Here we go. Changing music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you're tuned to Vince and the Bam. Hanging out here. It's Free Ball Friday. Miss Cleo is here with me. We are both... She's disrobing now as we speak. And,
Yes, there goes one shoulder.
What?
One shoulder, you know, from my shirt. I'm disrobing, you know.
Oh, yeah, do it. Yeah, make it, do, get all seductive. Okay. Let it go, sister. You know, feel the moment. Get into it.
You know, I'm like 70 years old. Can you fit through it?
Yeah, you don't look... you don't look a day over 45 to me, sister.
Oh, you're in my world, my boy. Oh, my goodness. take on your boy toy. Ever young?
Yes. Me likey, mommy. Give me some of that, Miss Cleo.
Oh, you got it, sonny. Oh, you got it good.
Oh, yeah.
I got good at it.
Oh, you gotta love it, kids. You gotta love it. We got 20 minutes to go here. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I have one of the world's most influential minds and one of the foremost authorities in intuitive readings.
Yes.
And she's on. We've got her for 20 more minutes if you want her.
Please.
It's Miss Cleo. Yeah.
Let me answer a question for you. I can answer a question for anyone. Please call in. Please now.
Yeah.
Give me a challenge.
Remember, when you call in, you have to raise your hand, though. Press the number one so we get you on to raise your hand. Miss Cleo is like, you know what, Miss Cleo, have you, as an intuitive expert, do you deal with sports predictions at all? Like, say, like the NFL playoffs this weekend?
No, that's a strong one now, isn't it?
Sorry?
Yeah, that's a strong one. That's a strong question you asked.
Yeah, yes. Because I got to make my picks for, I'm in this football pool thing with Cal Pote and President Clinton, and I got to give them my picks, and I'm not sure who I could, my gut's telling me I should go with, like, say, the Bears and the over on the points and the Steelers and under on the points. What are your feelings on that?
Oh, that has nothing to do with
intuitively, what do you think?
The Bears.
Nice.
The Bears.
Okay. And any other game? Steelers and Jets. Who?
The Packers. I feel the Packers.
Packers. Wait, you said the Packers over the Bears?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do, you know.
All right. That's kind of confusing. But anyways, thanks, Miss Cleo, for your NFL picks today. Appreciate that. If you want to join me here, 347-826-7667 is the number. You call in, you press the number 1, and it puts your hand up, and somebody knows how to follow directions. We're going to go straight to the phone lines here, and I believe I have someone here on the 610 area code. Go ahead, identify yourself, please.
Well, I'm not as confused as I am. Man,
oh
man, I've been slimed like what was it, Poltergeist when it came through the ceiling. I feel like I've gone through the Debbie Daly room and I've gotten green slime all over.
We're on the network.
They got to put me in a bathtub and get it all off of me.
The American Bass, here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daly Badass Network.
I got to tell you, that was probably the oddest evening I've had on Block Talk Radio yet.
What happened over there, dude? Fill me in. What happened?
I don't even know where to start. Well, first of all, you have all these defections. Then you had Lola from the Skype Assholes coming in. Her real name is Jamie Osborne. Giving up everybody. Who's this? Who's that? Who does this? Who talks about that? Who was in jail? Who wasn't in jail? Who was a drug dealer? Who wasn't a drug dealer? Tony the Roofer apparently was a drug dealer.
Whoa, Tony the Roofer was there?
No.
Oh, I want him on my show.
Well, apparently he's making more money as a roofer than he was as a drug dealer. But he used to be a drug dealer. And did prison time.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't very nice. He doesn't seem very nice whenever I heard him, so. That's kind of tough, right? And then, who else was over there?
Hey, Crazy Wolf, thanks for spamming my chat room, dude.
There's crazy stuff going on over there.
What did you say, Jew?
I fell asleep in my chair. Well, first of all, when it started into the whole, oh, I love you, and you love me, and we all love each other, and this is the something of love, I don't know what it was. That's when I started getting the green stuff.
Hmm.
And then Ric Flair, what was his name, goes in there, and he's the new sheriff in town. And
oh, my God. Thank God. Hey, at least he doesn't call in here anymore. Thank God. We missed it, folks. I should go to the breaking news.
It was frightening. And they talk about Moxie.
He's not even on BTR anymore. Moxie isn't even on BTR anymore. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is a breaking news update. Your man, your friend and ours, Nature Boy, has defected from the Disorderly Conduct universe. He will no longer be joining us here on the show. He has left. He's now contractually obligated to operate exclusively on the Debbie Daly Network, soon to be called something else. We don't know that yet. Our people on the inside, namely Cowpote, is who we rely on for constant updates. We'll let you know information as it comes in. And once again, that's all we know at this time. And I throw it back to Vince in the Bay and Disorderly Conduct already in progress. So anyway, so Jew, so you want to go and get your ball sack massaged somewhere in town. And you want to know where the best place is. I wish we had that kid from South Philly on here who we had on the show earlier on the program. Maybe he could have recommended something. But I'd be your little tea bag if I was there, but you're too far away.
I'll tell you what. I'm not sure where to look at the moment.
Oh, I'll tell you where it's going, honey.
That was crazy.
Oh, you want to talk crazy? We're just getting warmed up here, sister. That's right, it's Vince in the Bay. We got 15 minutes left to go. 15 minutes left for all the ladies and gentlemen, if that's the way you swing, whatever, do what you do. Just give me a call here. It's Vince in the Bay. 347-826-7667. And we can fulfill all your desires and fantasies right here on air. But you have to make it happen right now, sister. So take that finger out of your mouth and start dialing the phone. It's 1-347-826-7667. Oh, yeah. You know how to do it, sister. Dial that number right now. All right. Anyway, so Jew.
Yeah.
What else happened on the Debbie Daly show?
My head's in a cloud. I'm not sure. As I said,
you're not the only one, brother.
You had the Skype asshole defection. I don't know. Everybody giving up everybody.
Are we on the network right now? Has anybody gone over to DebbieDaly.com and checked to see if they're like simulcasting my bullshit?
Yeah,
right now?
They are. I'm
we're on the network.
Yeah, that's, you know, come on. It's an old trick.
Someone explain something to me. Somebody needs to explain this Moxie thing, because evidently I missed between earlier today.
What?
What's the deal with Moxie?
What do you mean?
Where'd she go?
She's gone.
Well, she had to go somewhere.
She's done. It's over. Finito. Sayonara. Moving on. I mean, she's not like up. She's like you, but she's really gone. She's not coming back 3 days later. It's over.
Well, how do you know she's really gone?
She's gone, dude. I mean, she was technically in my in the chat listening to the show for half of the show at least. But other than that, she's
like
not
gone.
Around at all. I mean, she is in my chat under like four different troll accounts plus her own, and also probably listening in as a guest, you know, under 12 different proxies. But other than that, she is not around at all. She's gone. Like, you're not going
to
hear her on the air.
She's still around to me.
Yeah, but she's not calling in. I mean, she was on a Iconoclast show last night, but she hasn't been on my show in two days, so. Therefore, she's not a BTR.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not around at all. I mean, she's not even listening to this. I mean, yeah, granted, she's got like 12 different troll accounts and three guest accounts under 18 different proxy settings, listening and streaming and recording the broadcast just in case I delete it before it goes to archive. Other than that, she's not really around. She's kind of just done.
Speaking of which, you can listen to the whole Debbie Taylor thing if you need to figure it out.
I don't know what Debbie's going to do. Debbie apparently doesn't even realize that Moxie's gone. She's still ripping on Moxie as if she's still around.
Vic got the network started. I'm so lucky to have Vic. He's my little old dreamboat. Your dream boat is sailing.
That's scary. Yeah, but hold on a second.
Yeah.
But,
see what I'm saying?
But she's still knocking on me, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it never ends. It never ends, brother. I'll tell you what is going to end, though. This show in about 10 minutes. If you want to join the Jew and I... You have 10 minutes to call in, 347-826-7667. We also have Miss Cleo
goofy,
with us still.
What's this goofy shit going on? Let me get this goofy,
what about goofy?
Stuff. I'll tell you. And then in the middle of all that, I heard Jeep Girl go, I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Let's not even go there, shall we? Can we just not even talk about that woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the women we do not speak of on here.
Why? Moxie was so sure we were trolled. I don't think so.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
I'm with you, Lair. I'm with you, but it's not going to happen. Sorry. Benito.
But Larry has some real fame.
How so? He works for Breitbart TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's your point? He works for Breitbart TV, but he can't afford $30 a month to do a BTR show?
I am a little baffled by that. I'm also baffled by a cheap fucker. What's his name? That black conservative piece of shit. Asking people...
I can't listen to that guy's show. I cannot listen to that black conservative show.
No,
I don't know how people do it. Like, I literally tried to listen today, and this is what it sounded like. That's literally what he sounds like.
As much as you want to say what bad things about Olbermann at least uses words that nobody else does. I can say the same thing.
But he does it in a very, very condescending way. But you're right, he does at least know the words. And know how to say them and understand them, yeah. As opposed to a black conservative who's got
makes up his own words.
Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah.
It's disgusting. Oh my God. He basically
an abomination.
Yeah. Oh. Words don't even describe how he defecates on the English language. Oh,
if that is what he indeed is doing, is trying to speak the English language. It may be that we don't understand him.
These people are
English.
Idiots. They're all idiots.
I agree. They are.
Oh, I like that guy. He had me laughing my ass off this afternoon.
Yeah. Did you call into him today?
I did. I did the Indian. He said it was the most pitiful Indian he'd ever heard.
That's great. I love that guy.
Then I called in Beanieman as me, but he hung up on me, so I called him back as his Indian friend. Meanwhile, everybody in the chat room is telling him that the Indian is one angry Jew, and he says, can you believe that? He says that they think that you're the one angry Jew, and I said, well, you know, everybody thinks that if you, whatever rock you pull up, you're going to find one angry Jew. I said, it's crazy.
Nuts. People are out of their minds.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I was low on blood sugar or something.
Yeah, these people have serious... They must. The only excuse I hope that they have is that they have brain damage from something. I hope to God they have some excuse, because it's just...
Well, first of all, I've heard the love whatever from Debbie Daly. Then I heard just now, before I came downstairs, I heard Steve Ogle cursing his head off.
Cursing who?
Did you ever hear Steve Ogle curse?
No, you mean Steve Rush?
No, that's his real name, it's Ogle.
I know him as Steve Rush.
That's what he uses on here, but his real name is Ogle. He's a photographer. But I listened to him cursing. Fuck this, fuck that, you don't like Debbie, fuck you. So, I know it's not a full moon, because it was a full moon a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm. If it is a full moon, we're on the dark side of it. Ha ha! Well, anyways. Hey, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo. Hello. Miss Cleo?
Yes, darling, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Miss Cleo. Hey,
yes.
Do you have any intuitive advice for the Jew right now?
Well, the only thing I could think of is that he should sit back and reflect. He knows. He's more intuitive than I am.
After all,
isn't he a Jew?
Yeah. All right.
She's right about that.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap things up here in a second. Miss Cleo, do you have any closing thoughts before we leave?
Yes, I do. Actually, thank you very much. I would like to say thank you to the Jew and to you.
What did I do?
Oh, you're just here, darling. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, usually for some, but not always.
Well, it is for me. And then there are events. You're such a good boy, aren't you? You're such a good lad, you know. And...
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes. And I just hope Moxie will come back and talk to her
again. Yeah, I hope she will, too. I hope she does, too. But I'm not counting on it.
But that's what I'm putting out there into the universe. So there you go. Loves you much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The lovely, the talented, the intuitive, Miss Cleo. Jew, anything you want to share in closing?
I don't think so. I'm starting to get my energy back. I got some of the green stuff off.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to wrap, close up shop here in a second. I appreciate everybody for listening and calling in tonight, especially big ups to your girl, Callie, who sat in with me for the first hour and a half of the program. Good times. Also, of course, Miss Chloe, One Angry Jew, and everybody else that tuned in. Big ups to the chat room. One Very Angry Jew, Blues Unchained, Cleo Louise, a shitload of guests. I can't believe... That is just way too many guest listeners. I don't know. That's suspect if you ask me. But that's great. It's a lot of people. I appreciate that. Also, Jay Mackin, Ranger 75, Sandy Rexer, Space Poet, Thunder Dad, Uncle Bobby, and guest 1432. And that's it for me, Vincent the Bye. Bye, bye. I'll be back again, let's say tomorrow night sometime. Most likely around the same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio is Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. I love you all, and no judgments, but you're all fucking crazy, and you're all a bunch of goddamn head cases. Peace out.
I'm Chime in here anytime, Jake, and tell.
We're on the network. 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 We're on the network.
Chime in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
Never stop working hard. Hard work, determination. I've got to keep pushing myself.
We're on the network.